This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
A lot of people reacting to drunk Boomer Esiason in Sports Minutes. We'll get to that again in just a second here. The Major League Baseball lockout is probably coming late tonight. Midnight Eastern time is when the CBA expires in Major League Baseball, and it looks like we're headed towards a lockout. We'll see what happens, and we'll keep an eye on the newswire with Carlos Correa today. Does Carlos Correa get a deal done? We'll talk about that between now and the end of the show as well. One of the things, Seth, reportedly that they're looking at doing as part of the next collective bargaining agreement, and it seems to be kind of received a bit lukewarm right now. They aren't hot to trot to do it in baseball, but this was something that I think they had proposed during the COVID season, which would have been awesome. Was doing a draft of playoff opponents where as the proposal stands right now with Major League Baseball, 14 teams would make the postseason. Right now it's 10. So five in each league, the three division winners and two wild cards. The wild card teams play a one game wild card thing. We know how that goes. This would be 14 teams, so seven in each league, just like football. The top record in the league, the division winner with the best record would get a bye in the first round. The next three best teams, the two division winners and the best wild card team, in that order, would select their opponents from the other three wild card teams. So it's not just two versus seven, three versus six, and four versus five. In other words, the Astros, if they were to have done this last season, the Astros would have had the second, and they did have the second best record in the American League. Tampa Bay would have gotten a bye to the divisional series round. The Astros would have gotten to select their opponent from the Yankees, the Blue Jays, or the Mariners in the wild card round of the playoffs. And the Astros would host a best of three wild card round against what I'm assuming would have been the Mariners of those three teams.
And all of the games that the higher-seeded team would be at home.
Yes.
So it's a three-game series, all of them at home.
Yes.
This is what I don't like about it. I like where they're going with this. I like this notion of drafting your next opponent. But this is the danger in expanding the baseball playoffs. A three-round series, you're the number two seed, and you get rewarded with a three-game series. That's too dicey, man. In baseball, it's just a three-game series is nothing. It's so easy for a better team to drop two games to an inferior team. Yeah. I feel like that would introduce too much mayhem. I'm not a fan of the one-game series at all, even as a wild card. And at least those are teams that haven't really earned their way into the playoffs. So, yeah, I can't go there. I do like this notion of drafting your opponent, though. If you could draft your opponent but start off with a five-game series, then that's cool. But then the other side, the side of making longer series is that the team that sits out ends up being punished by not staying sharp.
Right.
Is their goal. Like baseball, and I think there's evidence that backs this up. The players feel very strongly about kind of maintaining some semblance of timing and in staying in it by playing more frequently. If you take too long of a delay, you just get too rusty too quick.
The concern for the players reportedly with this idea, and again, I love the idea of drafting your opponent in the playoffs. They would put it on television, so it's a made-for-TV kind of thing. Anytime you're drafting your opponent, when you're the team picking first and you pick somebody to play, that gives them a chip on their shoulder. So I think the drama part of it is really good. The issue the players have with it, Seth, is that baseball is among the most active, if not the most active sport at the trade deadline. And the fear that baseball players have is that if teams feel like, well, if we win 85 games, we're in the mix. And, you know, do we need to go balls to the wall gutting our farm system to go get players or pay for players or make sure, like, do we really have to make sure that our roster is a 105-win roster if the level of randomness injected into the postseason means that we can get by with not having to spend through the roof? They're worried that an expanded playoff is going to drive the demand for good players down.
Well, and I guess I don't. This the part about the trade deadline, I don't know, because that doesn't increase or decrease anybody's actual pay. I guess the teams that feel like they need to make a push in the off season, that's where I would worry about it as a player.
Yeah.
Is that teams might not feel like they have to make as big a push to get into that very few, that very rarefied air of teams that make the playoffs. But regardless, yeah, I could see that side of it.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think at this point, though, too, the players got to kind of look in and be partners with the owners as much as possible on what can keep people engaged and keep people interested in baseball. Baseball's not dying or anything. It's all these conversations that you get into about the popularity of baseball versus basketball or football. A lot of it doesn't matter at the end of the day. It's not like baseball's going under. But they are not attracting young people to the game the way that they would like to. And I think getting more teams involved in the playoffs is probably at least a good place to start and keeping more young people engaged and interested in teams locally.
Yeah. It's going to make a lot more money too. I mean, there's that. You know, you're trying to grow the economic pie. So there is that part of it. Payne and Pendergast
Yeah, who would the Astros have chosen this year if
they would have had a choice between the Yankees, the Blue Jays, and the Mariners. So I think it's an easy one. I think it's Mariners.
So they would have chosen the Mariners for the first round. Then you got to start playing the game, playing the game of, okay, what's my matchup going to be after that, right? Or would that not matter?
I think you'd
only choose your opponent in the first round.
Yeah.
Or would you reseed again after the? Okay.
I can't. They weren't clear about what happens after this first round. The article
proposed this.
I don't know who exactly proposed it, but it's being discussed as a part of the collective bargaining agreement coming up.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it works better in football if you want to know the truth, because you're not the chances of a team having earned something in the regular season, getting it yanked from them like a three-game series would in baseball. Football's a one-and-done anyways. It's just one game. And I think football, it's more interesting because it's a much more matchup-driven sport to me than baseball is. You know? So I think in football, I would love to see this in football. That would be incredible.
Especially if you're injured. Yeah, if your star receiver is injured that week.
Yeah.
But it's a two-week injury and you know you're going to get him back. Then you got to try to find the best way to protect yourself that week from that. That's a really good point. You know what? It does make me optimistic, Sean, that this baseball work stoppage isn't going to last that long if this is the kind of stuff they're discussing.
Right.
I mean, like, this is a relatively trivial item that, I mean, it's a big deal. It would change the way the record books are written, all of that. But when it comes to the kind of stuff that one side would say, nope, if I'm not getting my 7-team format, then I'm out. Like, I don't see this being a deal breaker. If this is the kind of stuff they're discussing, I feel like, okay, everything's going to be just fine. We're going to play 2022.
So we're getting a lot of reaction to us playing the Boomer Esiason sports minutes in the previous segment. And I think it's interesting. It's probably good news that we have texters that stick around through the CBS sports minute during a break, but they sounded a little different lately because they're shorter now. They're not full minutes anymore because of, you know, just administrative stuff within a company. The ad is still a minute afterwards, but the actual sports minute, air quotes, itself is much, much shorter. We played one that Boomer Esiason did that was only 18 seconds. We played them one that was sped up because Boomer apparently did 40 seconds. And they needed to shrink it down into 18 or 20 seconds. So the one that got the most attention was the one where he sounded like Like he, do we have the one that we played originally, Ben, where it sounded like he had been drinking and slurring his words? Here's the one we originally played that you, the listeners, noticed earlier in the show.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. Vegas' Derek Carr won a Thanksgiving Dallas shootout and earned game balls for himself and coach Rich Bisaccia. Since he's Joe Mixon and Miami rookie Jalen Waddle enjoyed monster games, the Jets' John Franklin Myers bagged 2 sacks and a pick, while Miami rookie Jalen Phillips logged 3 sacks. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Okay, so he does. He
I'm Boomer Esiason.
Rich Bisaccia. So
he picked a few names in there too. That one slowed down because apparently he went way too fast. He did too well at shortening the thing, so they slowed it down. But yeah, Rich Bisaccia, Joe Mixon, and who was the other one? He said
his own name, Boomer Esiason. So Seth, you put in the request to our producer Ben Gary, who's great at this stuff, to find one of the ones where Boomer was just totally dismissive of baseball and the World Series. Back when he was like, the World Series, for anybody who cares, you had...
Yeah, it was super annoying.
Yeah.
It was the worst moment. Like, sometimes these CBS Sports Minutes drop in, and you can tell it's going to piss everybody off because it's either anti-Houston or whatever. The entire World Series, Boomer could not stop talking about how... Basically, you shouldn't care about the World Series.
Okay, honestly, kind of angry like a drunk person would be, right? Like it's a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, so here was one of those sports minutes, but Ben slowed it down to see if it catches the context a little bit more if Boomer sounds drunk.
This is Boomer Esiason with an Odyssey Sports Minute. The 2021 World Series gets underway tonight in Houston, and whether the Braves or the Astros prevail, the guaranteed loser will be Rob Manfred. The return of the Astros to the Fall Classic for the third time in 5 years reminds the world of their 2017 championship that was permanently tainted by the electronic sign-stealing scandal, baseball's subsequent investigation, and Manfred's inability to punish individual players except the retired Carlos Beltran remains a permanent stain on the commissioner's legacy. This series will also remind folks of Manfred's rash, misguided decision earlier this year to abruptly relocate the All-Star game from Atlanta to Denver. As for the competition itself, it's an analytics World Series. That means bullpen games and matchups all over the place. So let's see whose front office geeks can place their players in a position to win. I like the Astros in 7, if you care. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Okay, it was borderline whether it sounded better drunk Boomer or sober Boomer until the last 15 seconds where he goes off on analytics and bullpen games, and then of course the parting shot, Seth. Right?
If you analytics geeks, if you even care, we're gonna math our way to a championship. Everybody hates me. I don't know why. You guys have never given me a chance.
Astros in 7. If you even give a rip, let me tell you.
Astros in 7.
Hold on. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I've got a secret to tell you.
He sounds like a jilted lover at the end. Astros in 7. If you even... Ben, play Astros in 7.
I like the Astros in 7, if you care.
And I find you controlling.
Yeah. I hope you're happy. I hope you're happy, you whore.
Astros in 7.
Astros in 7. I'm not even drunk.
Astros in 7.
I'm literally fine.
They got to fix that.
Yeah.
They gotta stop doing Boomer that way. They gotta let him do his stuff at normal speed.
Yes,
we can fill in the time if Boomer goes 7 or 8 seconds short. Don't slow it down because he sounds drunk.
Someone said he sounds like Broadway Joe Namath straggling.
So let's see whose front office geeks can place their players in a position to win.
That's the drunkest part.
That's the one.
That's the drunkest part. Let's see whose front office geeks can get the job done, huh?
Astros in 7.
Now you're just doing Jim Irsay.
So?
That's just Jim Irsay.
All right.
We should try. Tomorrow, let's compare normal speed Jim Irsay to slow down Boomer Esiason.
Okay.
And then normal speed Boomer Esiason to sped up Jim Irsay.
Okay.
I feel like Jim Irsay, honestly, I think he sometimes says some pretty profound stuff. And if you would just speak at a normal cadence and with proper elocution, you would recognize it, but he doesn't do either of those
right.
things. So I feel like if we speed Jim Irsay up a little bit,
okay.
he might actually sound like he's pretty with it. Yeah.
So the assignment today is to find Jim Irsay waxing poetic about something that we can speed up a little
yeah.
bit. Okay. Okay. We can
talking about ZZ Top or something.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Anything.
He likes his rock and roll music.
He does.
He's one of these rich dudes who thinks he's got a band.
Yes, yes. Like James Dolan or Kevin Costner. Absolutely. Does a Carlos Correa deal get done today, Seth? We are 14 hours or so. No, 13 hours away from a lockout.
I think that a deal comes after the lockout.
I think so too.
I think it's a little too complicated. And I think that perhaps some of the teams that are thinking about spending heavily on Carlos Correa, remember with a 10-year deal, if you're entering a new labor agreement and the competitive balance tax might change, some of the rules and restrictions might change, I think some of these teams that already have spent pretty heavily, like the Dodgers and the Yankees,
yep.
probably maybe are hesitant to really plunk down another 10-year contract without really getting a feel for how it's going to affect them down the road.
Yeah.
So, and maybe Carlos feels that way too. And the Astros, if the Astros are still in on a shorter, you know, something longer than 5 years but shorter than 10 years.
Yeah, I don't know what to root for to come out of this, a higher luxury tax or a lower luxury tax, because a lower luxury tax would seemingly, I guess, you know what, I don't know what to root for. If the Dodgers are the team, they're so far over whatever the threshold is anyways, I don't even think they care. So
yeah.
there's that.
Well, that's because the Yankees and the Dodgers will spend into the luxury
yeah.
tax. And, you know, that's different than that's a lot different than, like, where the Texas Rangers are right now. The
yep.
Rangers can spend big money on a shortstop and a second baseman and still, I mean, they were, what, 27th in spending this last season.
Right.
They're not at risk of going anywhere near the luxury tax, no matter how much they spend right this moment.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.